Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. It's Demetrius giving you a courtesy call back. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about the charge that was put on my account that is not correct.
Okay, let me see here. Okay. Can you provide me with your zip code?
16117.
And your name?
Anthony Rocco, R-O-C-C-O.
Thank you. And verify your shipping address for me.
700 Washington Avenue, Elwood City, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. What do you see here? We had our Keto Extend. All right, this is an all-natural product. It does help out with reducing your appetite. All right, it does look like here that you qualify.
Yeah, I signed up for the trial, and before the trial was even over and anybody heard from me about it, I was charged another amount, $94 or something like that, $97.
Right.
And that was even before the trial time was over, but I was expecting to be able to comment on the trial or be asked about it, but it was in no time at all. And nowhere did it ever mention the amount of the product. I mean, this product that you're selling is on Amazon for $20, you know, and you're charging $100 for it. Then I was charged in February, and I tried to contact the number that I was given by the credit card company, and that number wasn't working anymore, and it was changed. I tried to go to the site that I went to, and the site was not up anymore. And then now it's March, and I got my credit card statement again, and there's another charge. And it has a different name this time and a different telephone number. And what's up with that? Besides the fact that I've never even gotten any more product to return, I haven't gotten anything except the initial trial offer.
Yes, sir. It was on a 14-day trial. After that 14-day trial, if it's not called in to cancel, sir, you get charged full retail price on that product because it wasn't canceled and put on a reoccurring. But you do
qualify
for that.
Well, it was not even a 14-day trial when I was charged. I received
it
on January 28th. And on February 5th, I was charged the full amount. Now, how could I even have called in?
Yes, sir. The 14-day trial starts on the day you order the product.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't get it. So how do you try it if you don't get it?
What do you mean how you try
it? I got
it.
Well, it's a trial. Isn't that what a trial is?
Right, 14-day trial, you're trying out, see how you like it.
You try it for 14 days, okay? Well, if I don't have it, how am I supposed to be trying it for 14 days?
It's just the 14-day trial starts on the day you order the product, not when you receive it. So
well,
whether or not,
how are you supposed to start a 14-day trial if you do not have it to try?
Whenever you get it, you try it.
And then it's past the time and I'm charged already.
Did you not receive the trial
no,
product?
No, I do not. What's that?
Did you not receive the trial product or something, sir?
I did receive it, but I received it just a little before I was charged the full price for it.
It seems here it's delivered on January 23rd.
Yes?
Okay, you started this on the 18th. It was delivered on January 23rd. You had until February the 3rd, an extra 10 days to call in.
No, I think it was 28th, wasn't it? I said 28th or 23rd.
No, sir.
I don't remember.
I'm checking on the tracking. It was delivered
okay.
on the 23rd.
I just know that it wasn't set up the way I mean, it didn't happen the way it was set up. It didn't say you have to call and cancel. It did not say that. I expected
yes,
a
sir.
Trial amount, okay? And I don't want this anymore. I don't want the new charge that you just put on the statement this month. And what is that charge for?
That's for the product. That's for the reoccurring charge.
And where is it?
What do you mean, where is it, sir?
The product.
It's being shipped out to you.
No, I don't want it, okay? I don't want any of it. I want those amounts credited.
Those would be a
That's
valid
ridiculous.
Charge, sir, because you do have to check
that
all the
agree
to that.
That is ridiculous that you are charging me something. It was charged on the 7th of March, and I don't have anything. Nothing was sent to me, okay?
It's sent out yesterday, sir. That's why.
And charged yesterday?
Yes, sir. Because you never canceled the 14-day trial.
Okay, it's canceled, okay? This is the second time I have called.
No, sir,
I have
not
tried.
Canceled.
I tried last month to call and cancel, and the numbers were changed. I could not get through. The address was a different address than you are using this month, okay?
No, sir. Did you try calling
yes,
the number
sir.
On the back of the bottle?
Okay. No, I'm talking about the address on my charge card. It has a different phone number. I contacted the credit card company, and they said to call the number that's listed there. I did do that, and I got nothing, okay? Now, this month, there's another name and another phone number for the same amount listed. What do? Change your name every month?
No, sir. We give out different phone numbers because we have different products, so you have many ways to reach us.
Well, but I'm not buying different products. You said I got one product.
I understand
okay,
that, but
I'm
we
telling
give out different
you
numbers,
now so you... I want it canceled. I want everything canceled, and I want that credited. I'm going to call the charge.
Sir, because you check the box and agree to that information. Before you can process
no,
the order, sir,
no, I
you
didn't.
Check a box agreeing to be 18 years or older and agreeing to after the 14-day trial, you do agree to be charged. That's how we win 99% of our disputes, sir, because that information is on the site. And you wouldn't even have the product if you didn't check that information, sir. That's the
I do not have any second product. I do not want any second product. You want to charge me for February? Okay. You're not charging me for March because I don't want anything. I tried to call you last month to cancel. Okay? You're telling me I can't cancel? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not telling you anything, sir. I didn't say nothing about you're not allowed to cancel.
Okay, well,
you know,
I said I want to
cancel,
and I do not want the charge of March because
okay,
I have not received anything yet.
Okay, the cancellation would just stop you from receiving future orders, sir. It wouldn't stop a charge
well,
that's already there and been sent out already, sir. You're supposed to call
no,
in before
no,
the charge if you didn't
no.
want to, sir. Yes.
How
yes,
did
yes.
I know it was coming? I tried to call last week. I told the charge card company that I wanted it canceled, and I tried to call you or your company, whoever.
Okay.
I tried to call the number to try to cancel it, and I could not get through. So I assumed the last one was made February 5th, I believe.
Did you try calling a number on the back of the bottle, sir?
No, I did not. I called the number that the credit card gave me.
Why didn't you try calling number on the back of the bottle? That's what most companies put on their product. It's a number on the back of the bottle. So you had a way to reach us, sir. They have plenty of ways to reach us. The number's on the back of the bottle.
Okay.
I mean, as a courtesy, what I can
I'm
do for
filing
you?
I'm going to file a dispute then. That's all. I mean, if you don't want to cooperate, I said I will pay for that February one. But the thing is, I looked on my charge card on March 5th because I figure I want to make sure it's not there. Well, there wasn't anything on the 5th. There wasn't anything on the 6th. And then on the 7th, I see there's a charge. How did I know there was going to be another charge? Okay? I thought I canceled it.
How did you thought you canceled it when you haven't spoken to
the Because I told the credit card company that. And they gave me the number to call. I tried to call. They knew that it was a dispute. I told them that I didn't want it charged anymore because I didn't want the product. Okay.
But you didn't speak to us, sir, so you can't cancel something
from
a company if you don't
speak
to the company.
You. I tried, and the number was not working.
But we give you the number on the back of the bottle, sir. You're saying
okay,
that you didn't have a way to reach us.
I
understand if you didn't, like, you didn't think to check the back of the bottle. That's understandable, but there's plenty of ways to reach us.
Well, I didn't look at the back of the bottle for a number. I looked at the number that was on the credit card charge. That's where I was made. That's where I was alerted that I was being charged that amount. Okay? And this same product is on Amazon for so much cheaper. I mean, I don't understand it. That's why it just really threw me. It never said when there was a trial, they said the amount of the trial. They didn't say, and after 14 days, you're going to be charged $94, because I never would have ordered it, okay? I can't afford something like that. I mean, that's really ridiculous.
Yes, sir, but you can't expect the company to call. You can't expect the company to cancel something if you don't speak to the company. I know you tried to call. That's understandable.
I did try. I attempt. And I figured, you know, once the number was not there anymore, I thought it was discontinued. I thought maybe the company was shut down or shut itself down or something. And that's why I said I waited to see if I had a charge in March. And I didn't have the charge until 2 days later than the February charge. And so as soon as I saw it, I'm calling the new number that was on the charge card this time. And I have not received anything yet. You shipped it out, but I have not received it. And it shouldn't be charged before I have it.
Yes, sir. That's how you do have to get charged before you have it, sir, because we have to ship it out. It's the same thing how you started the trial, sir. It's the same thing. You pay for the shipping and handling, but you didn't pay for the product. I mean, as a courtesy for you, I can help you out by providing you a 35% refund on that charge.
No, I don't want a 35%. I want the whole thing credited. I told you I would, as a courtesy, I would pay for the February charge that I had no idea was coming. Where did it state on the advertisement that the amount was $94 more?
It
where
says
did
it right,
state that?
I can provide you with the website. It says it right next to where you need your card information. It's the same information we show the bank. You have to check and agree to it before you process the order. It's right next to where you enter your card information.
And what did I check and agree to?
You checked to being 18 years or older and agreeing to after the 14-day trial, if you did not call and cancel, you would get put on a reoccurring. We're going to get charged in a range of $89.95 to $95.94.
No, I never saw that. I know
I
never saw
that.
That,
sir.
It was not there. No,
yes,
you
sir,
could forge anything. You could forge
anything. There's a website. How can you forge it?
Okay, you can add anything to that to show the bank, okay? But that was not there. If I saw something with an $89 figure beside it, I guarantee you I would never have checked it.
You know, most people start trials, you know, to say, hey, I'll probably cancel it.
No, but I'm not most people, okay? I know the money that I have to spend, and I know what I do with my money, and I would never have done that. When I saw the amount of the shipping for a 14-day trial, that's why I agreed to that, because I could afford the amount of the shipping, okay? I wanted to try it for the amount of the shipping. I thought I was, first of all, getting a 14-day supply and just paying shipping for it because it was a trial, okay? First of all, I didn't have 14 days to try it. Secondly,
yes, sir,
I was not able to. No, you're saying yes. I didn't have 14 days to try before the charge was put on.
Okay, but that's why you put on the information on the website, sir, letting you know it's a 14-day trial. You get 3 to 4 days of shipping. If you don't call in before the 14-day trial, sir, you get charged. As simple as that. We do put that information there. We can't hide that information, sir. if we were hiding that information, our products wouldn't show up on advertisements, email, because it would be a scam. Other companies wouldn't support it.
Well, it is. So, it must be a scam. It's this call. You called me back. It said fraudulent caller on my caller ID. So what is that there for?
I wouldn't know, sir. Every phone's answer is different. Like, some people have protection on their phone or answers.
No, I have nothing. I have nothing. It just comes up and it says spam. It comes up and says fraudulent when they're just like robo-type calls, you know?
Right, but you actually can tell you're speaking to a human being, so it isn't a robot call.
I know I am. I realize that. And I realize, too, you know, you work for the company. You aren't the company. I mean, I don't think. I'm talking to the head man.
Yes, sir. It's just, I mean, I understand where you're coming from on a personal point of view. Like, I know some people just check the information without noticing it and reading. I mean, I understand that. But, I mean, we do have to put the information there. We won't let you order the product without you checking and agreeing to it. I mean, I can meet you halfway with that with a 50% refund, at least for that.
Well, 50% refund of the 2 months would be 1 month.
It would be a 50%.
And I will agree to that. If you want to just take off marches, I mean, I already, you know, had to forego other things to pay February's.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just really surprised when it happened again. I really was. I mean, I tried everything. I made the attempt. I contacted who I could contact, and I know you said there's a number on the back of the bottle. I didn't think of doing that because I called the credit card company about it, and they provided me with a number that they had for that charge for February. And so that's what I tried to call, you know, but it wasn't working. So then when this came on this time, there was another number there, and I checked it with the old number, and they're two different numbers. They're two different locations. One was Ohio, and one was the United States. They're two different names of companies, even. Wouldn't that make you suspicious?
No, sir. It's just a point. I mean, like I said, sir, I understand where you're coming from.
But I did attempt. I did try, okay? And so cancel it.
I mean, I can cancel the account for you.
Credit which you charged in March, and I paid for February. I paid for that already. And when the package comes, I'll just mark refused, and it'll go back. I won't even open it. I mean, it's not here yet.
Yes, sir. It's just the point. We don't accept any return product back. That's all the information. We put the information there. I mean, I can do best I can do for you, sir. I can do a 75% refund on that charge for you.
Why can't you do the 100%? I've already paid 100% of the other one. 100% I paid.
I do understand that. It's just
now making it 100% of this next one that has been paid but not received anything. I mean, that's just like crediting that one. You have my cancellation now. My goodness, you say you understand and you want to help me out, but you're not helping me out.
Yes, sir. I mean, if I didn't want to help you out,
I'm
sir, I wouldn't have provided
security.
You with a refund.
I'm on Social Security. I don't have any.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from. If I wasn't trying to help you out, I wouldn't have provided you with any type of refund.
Well, you could help me out with the whole month, too.
Provide me a few seconds, please, sir.
Okay.
All right, thank you for patiently waiting, sir.
Surely.
All right. I'll issue that full refund for you today, sir. Go back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I appreciate that very much.
Oh, problem. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, and it is canceled completely?
Yes, sir, it's canceled.
Okay, and do you want me to return whatever comes, if it's coming, if it hasn't left the your factory yet or company yet?
No, sir.
Okay, has it been mailed?
Is
it going to be coming? Okay, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. You think at my age I would learn and know better by now, but just going to have to be more cautious about what I sign or what I check and what I trial.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
No problem, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you?
That is it. That is it. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.